Warning, the stories you're about to hear are detailed accounts of shenanigans, pranks, and some mistakes that are meant to replicate the sort of discussions that veterans have when they reunite over a cold beverage and do not depict the professional daily actions of the military at large. We hope to make you laugh, but not to disrespect our proud men and women in uniform. Listener discretion is advised. Camo Comedy, where we take a humorous look at the lighter side of military service. We got a big show for you today, but before we jump into it, if you like what we're doing here, give us a subscribe, give us a follow, whatever they call it on your podcasting platform. And while you're at it, give us a 5-star rating, write us a review, as that makes us more relevant in the algorithm and boosts the overall visibility of the show. But word of mouth advertising is just oh so powerful. So if you tell some friends, I will love you forever. Okay, let's jump into the show.
I am your host, Aaron Wolf. Just as a friendly reminder to everybody in the audience, make sure you give the notification bell a polite little tap so you don't miss a show. Joining me today is the gas station boner pill aficionado himself, call sign Cheeks.
I fucking hate you.
Don't pretend like you don't love me.
You're going to change my... Those are called yellow jackets, I think. Or the rhino pills.
All kinds of different dick pills, man.
Dick pill and dick cheese.
How are you supposed to function without gas station dick pills?
We should take some of those and just do the show naked one day.
Okay. I mean, what do you hope to accomplish there?
That's just for me.
Okay.
That one's for me.
That one's for me. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. I really do appreciate you letting me be a part of this. This is so much fun. I love getting to reach out and...
Reach around.
Nope, not that.
Those two.
But I've been making more contacts with a lot of the guys I served with, and it's bringing back a lot of memories, a lot of good stories, and...
Hell yeah. Well, that's why we're doing this, man. So check out...
Don't forget. Spread cheeks and not hate.
You can't forget.
Can't forget to do that.
Can't forget that, even if you're focused on dick pills. All right, man. So my first story is a Ranger story, and it's important to understand a little bit about Ranger school. So Ranger school has four different phases. You got Derby phase, you got Mountain phase, you got Swamp phase, and then you got Desert phase, right? It's very much so a leadership school. And this one guy in particular, he's a squad leader, and he's going through Ranger school, and they just hit Swamp phase. Now, one thing you can say for sure is they keep these guys sleep deprived, right? This squad leader... He didn't get teamed up with the most cohesive team. Mm. Let's just say that, right? So a lot of mistakes are happening. And as a squad leader, he's paying for their mistakes, yep. Right? He's having to answer for all that shit. So he's, you know, sleep deprived. He's had enough of it, and he's just getting pissed.
They usually do that with people who are good leaders, though. They put them with the people that aren't really up to par yet.
Because absolutely.
It's a test.
Yeah, it's a test, and a lot of guys come through it a lot better because you learn what to do, you learn what not to do. So this time, they're making their way through a swamp, sleep deprived, and, you know, again, a lot of mistakes are happening. So they're doing a react to contact. Mm-hmm. So everybody's getting down, and he notices one of his guys is still standing. He's like, yo, get down. Get down. Bro, get down.
And this guy's just standing there while
he's just fucking ignoring him. Oh. Just standing there. He's getting furious.
Yeah.
So he gets up and he gets what he thinks is nose to nose with this guy. Yeah. And that's when he realizes he's been yelling at a fucking tree.
Stop it.
It's like, fuck.
So all his dudes are sitting there watching him scream at this tree.
So he cruises back over to his guys and he's like, you say anything about this, I'll fucking kill you.
Oh, my God.
And to make matters worse, the instructors heard him shouting at the tree.
Oh, no.
So they got an unsat, a no-go, and they had to go back and start.
Oh,
over.
Shit.
So that sucked. Ooh. Little insult meeting injury right there. But, you know, you live and you learn.
And it was all his fault, too. That's what makes it so great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. So our next one's going to be some infantrymen, as we know.
Oh, fuck. I love those infantrymen stories, man.
So this setting is in Afghanistan. These guys are on their way out, so like the tail end of their deployment, right?
Okay.
And it was a 13-month deployment.
Oh, fuck. That's a marathon.
Yeah, it's a long time, right? Anybody who did a long deployment like that knows that you get real close with these guys, right?
Oh, yeah.
So their little routine after they'd run out and do missions or tower guard or whatever it was they were doing is they'd come back and they would play some euchre, okay?
Okay.
And Euchre's a card game, if anybody doesn't know. I found out that it, apparently it's like a Midwest thing.
Yeah, not everybody is familiar with Euchre.
Yeah, and Euchre is a big thing that people do in the military, and spades is another big one, too.
Okay.
Big card games.
Yeah.
Well, these guys are playing some Euchre on this little, like, bench, right? This handmade bench that they had made. And one day... One day, this guy just pulls out his nutsack.
Of course he does.
Sets it on the bench and traces it.
Wait. So he traces it like you would one of those hand turkeys that you would do for Thanksgiving time, like in kindergarten or something like
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Okay.
He traces it, and then he draws a little smiley face on his sack.
Yes. Wait, on his sack or on the tracing of his sack?
No, on his nutsack.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
I love that.
Well, everybody obviously thought this was funny.
I can see why.
So
I
mean, it became a routine.
That's a hell of a routine, right?
So
there.
Like, they're at the tail end of their deployment. This is like the last week, and every day when they come back to play Euchre, somebody pulls out their nutsack.
So a new guy.
A new guy every night.
Oh god.
Pulls out their sack.
That's beautiful.
He traces it, and then somebody else draws a little smiley face on it.
That's amazing.
So they've got this nutsack farm drawn up on the bench.
That's one way to leave your mark. I mean, you got to be remembered for something.
I want to know what the new unit ripping in. Because you have to know what it is.
It's a very unique shape.
Yeah.
Right? For one. For two, there's a lot of them there. So whoever is not privy to all this information from the beginning, when they're coming in, they're like, I got a lot of questions here.
Yeah. And you know that none of them are the same size. So it's not just one dude who's doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I hope that is a tradition that lives on.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? Like, they fill up the face of the table, so they move down to the legs, and eventually...
Eventually, you're going to have to start flipping it over and doing the bottom side of that thing.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Ridiculous.
All right, man. So check out this next story. We got an Army story again. And so this takes place in Afghanistan. And they're processing into the base, these local nationals, right? And one of the guys that was in line, he doesn't speak English well at all, okay? Understandable, right? And he lets this Army guy know, and this is a younger Army guy. We're talking like maybe early 20s, somewhere in there. And he's just like, hey, man, he's saying, I got to go to the bathroom. Okay, cool. You know, so shows him where the facilities are. He goes in there. This Afghani comes back out, and he says, I'm going to need some more soap. And
what did you do in there?
So he's like, okay, like, should be enough soap. You know, he's just kind of like a little confused. So he's able to get out of him that he's just like, yeah, I was using this stall for pee-pee. And then I saw that there was soap in the other stall. So I used that to wash up, and it kind of crumbled up and everything. And I need some more soap. And the Army guy's like, oh my God, that's a urinal cake, dude. And so he's having to try to, you know, there's a language barrier. So he's trying to, he's like, no, that's not soap. That's for pee pee.
Oh, God. Right?
And the guy goes, pee pee soap? It's like, no. And so, like, the guy starts kind of freaking out because he had revealed at this point that he had not only, like, he was taking, like, a sponge bath.
Oh,
like, he had washed up his hands,
he put
his
pee-pee
face,
soap all over himself?
And he's like, I use pee-pee soap? He's like, no, it's not soap. It's not soap. And so he's like, all right, calm down, man. Like, we're going to get you some soap. We'll get you taken care of. But he's just like, oh. And he's like, what do you do? He's like, I don't know what to do. He's a younger guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, just not used to this kind of a barrier. So, like, he was able to kind of de-escalate the situation from there.
My God.
But the guy kept on saying, pee-pee soap, pee-pee soap, pee-pee soap. It's like, no, it's not. It's not pee-pee soap. So, like, when you think about it, though, there is a challenge. Like, how do you explain to somebody who has no idea what a urinal cake is?
Yeah.
By the way, for ladies in the audience who might not know, a urinal cake is just like this little, like, fragrant disc that they use to, like, keep down the smell of hot piss in a urinal, right? So, and all it does is sit there and you piss on it.
Not for hands.
Right. It's not to be picked up. Or played with or used as soap. But, like, if you're not used to this, I could see that. I could see this being a problem. I could see this being a mistake where you're just like, hey, bar of soap. I don't know. Somebody threw it in the toilet. Whatever. It's soap. Oh. It's self-cleaning. Right?
No.
So
I wouldn't use
that soap.
let's not use that soap. So I love that story, though.
That's great. Oh, so the next one's actually for the audience out there. I'm going to share one of my own stories.
Oh my God! Yeah. All right.
And the best part is that I'm the idiot here.
Okay.
So
well, we love that about you.
Yeah, of course.
Well done, Cheeks.
Yes. So Cheeks is training for the day, and he finds in the same area he's got a Marine buddy, right? So
I was
Army, and then I was Air Force, but I've got a buddy that I grew up with.
Okay.
He just happened to be in the same area. So what are we going to do? We're going to go drinking.
You're going to go hang out, yeah.
You know what I mean? So we get schmammered, and we have to do PT and everything in the morning. So we drank way more than what we wanted to. As what happens
was
when
it
you,
more than you wanted to or more you should have?
More than I should have.
More than you should
yes,
have.
Way okay. more than I should have, okay? Well, we get schmammered, right? I leave for the evening, and I go back to my hotel.
All right.
And it's one of those, like, Holiday Inn French quarters, like one of the big, huge hotels, multiple okay. swimming pools. Like, it's yeah. a labyrinth to figure out where you're going, right? And you can see where this is going now.
Kinda.
I go in. I can't find my room.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, it's like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
we've
fuck.
Got, like, a 4 a.m. wake up, right?
Oh, no.
My roommate,
yeah.
the responsible adult that he is.
Right.
Was in bed.
Now, just out of clarification, your roommate is not the Marine friend.
Correct.
That was separate.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I can't figure out where I'm at. I make a few laps around the hotel. I find myself by the pool. I'm like, okay, this is a familiar place.
All right.
I'm going to call my friend.
All right.
So I wake my friend up.
Oh, God.
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
You are rapidly becoming that guy.
That guy.
Oh, God. Okay, so you wake up your yep. wake up your roommate.
I call him, and I'm on the phone with him. I'm like, hey, I need help getting back to the room. And he's,
what way?
He's like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm lost. He's like, how are you lost?
How are you lost in a hotel?
It's a big hotel. So okay. I'm lost in the hotel. He's like, okay, just stop. Where are you at?
Yeah.
So I'm by the pool.
He's all like, right.
That doesn't help. Right. There's multiple pools.
Right.
So I start describing the things around me, okay? Because I don't right. know which pool I'm at.
Yeah.
And this guy's really good with directions.
Okay.
He's the guy that can, like, walk at one time, and he's got the mental picture.
There's some of those guys that are just amazing when it comes to just always having the situational awareness of where they're at
yeah.
and how to get from place to place.
Well, not me. So so I'm standing there. I'm like, oh, there's the lawn chairs that people sit in, and this is the pool. And I'm describing
very
it to him.
Helpful.
He's like, okay, you're in the west wing. This is go here, turn left, go down this aisle or this hallway until it dead ends. You're going to turn right. There's elevators there. Take them up to the fourth floor, walk out, turn left, and gives me these really detailed instructions.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
And he's on the other end of the phone.
Well done.
And he's describing this to me as, like, all I hear is rustling around, moving. I'm hearing things like, okay, you're making it where you need to go at. Okay. And he's giving me these instructions, like, as I'm going to where right. I need to
and
go.
He's hearing, like,
yeah,
it sounds like progress is being
correct.
Made on his end of the phone and yeah. everything. He's like, okay, cool.
Yeah. He goes, okay, where are you at now? It's like, I'm by the pool.
So you made no progress.
None at all.
No progress whatsoever, no. right?
I was just standing there trying to collect all my shit.
Look, if I were that guy, if I were your roommate, I would be pissed at this point.
Oh, he was. So it gets better. He's like, just stay there. I'll be down. So he comes up.
So he has to come collect you
yes.
like you're a kid.
Yes. Like a lost toddler who can't find his mom.
Oh, shit.
So I'm on the phone with him. I'm talking to him on the phone, and he gets to where I'm at, and he sees me standing there. I'm holding my shoes.
Oh, okay.
I don't have my shirt on.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm in some kind of, like, basketball shorts, okay. and I get all my shit in my hands, right?
Okay.
And he looks at me, and I'm still on the phone with him, right? And he's looking at me from, like, where we're standing. I don't see him there.
Yeah.
Because I'm turned, like, 90 degrees. And he goes, where are your clothes? And I'm still holding the phone up to my head, and I'm like, where are
you? I'm sure that blows your mind. You're like, oh my God, he can see me.
Yeah. I'm like, where are you? He's like, turn around, idiot.
He's a magician.
So I turn around and there he is just looking at me in full dad disappointment.
Yeah.
Okay. He grabs me by my wrist as to not lose me.
Right.
Takes me up to the room. We get no sleep, right?
Oh, fuck.
We wake up in the morning and I get like 3 minutes to wake up, right? Because
right.
I'm schmammered. I'm still drunk when I wake up, okay?
Oh, fuck, dude.
Obviously, I'm not driving anywhere.
Right.
He helps me get dressed.
So you're definitely that guy.
I'm that guy.
Oh, God.
We get to the training site. We get through morning PT, and then we have to go back to the hotel to shower and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We get back to his car, and I can't find any of my keys. I can't find, I can't find anything, right? And then I reach into my pocket, and I pull, I'm turning my pockets out, because he's telling me, he's like, turn your pockets out. We need to find your shit.
Right, right.
Well, I pull my pocket out, and bottle caps start falling down on the ground next to the car.
You are like a magician.
I am like a magician. Well, I'm holding a handful of bottle caps. He's like, Jesus Christ, man, how much did you drink? I turn out my other pocket and it's more bottle caps.
Where are these coming
He's
from?
He's like, why do you have those? I was like, I was collecting them.
Obviously. I was collecting them for my savings.
I'm sure that's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
So we get through doing our thing. We get back to the hotel. I sober up. We make it through the training day. But to this day, I just imagine how irritated that he had to have been.
Yeah.
Because he's away from family. He's away from his kids. And then I come up like a toddler and he has to collect me and baby me the whole fucking day.
Yeah. And he probably had his whole night planned out. He's like, all right, man, you know what? I'm going to go to bed at this time.
Yep.
I'm going to get X amount of sleep. Everything's going to be
good. Because we got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah, we got a big day. I'm going to make sure I'm rested. I'm going to be ready to go.
And there I am, lost in the hotel.
Lost in the hotel, drunk with a fistful of bottle caps in each hand.
Yes.
I love it, man.
Play us out? I don't know what that means to play us out. What do you mean, end the show?
All right, fuck it. We'll do it live. Thanks for checking out the Camo Comedy Show podcast. If you like what we're doing here and you want to participate in this community, there are many different ways that you can contribute. First and foremost, tell somebody about the show. Word of mouth advertising is very powerful, and we really appreciate you for helping us out. If you have any funny military stories of your own or know somebody who does, with their permission, of course, you can contribute those stories via email at stories@camocomedy.com. That's stories, S-T-O-R-I-E-S, at camocomedy.com. Or if you're not too good at the internets, drop us a voicemail at area code 531-222-6146. That's area code 531-222-6146. That's right. We're giving away our phone number. We want funny military stories from all eras. So if you're not from a generation that's heavily online, we don't want there to be a barrier for participation. We have a lot of big plans for this show and building this community to support veterans. We will announce here soon. So stay tuned. All right. I'm going to go have a nice spicy bowl of chili. Later.